Wisconsin's spring election saw a blowout win for liberal Supreme Court candidate Chris Taylor, defeating conservative Maria Lazar by 20 points. As here and now senior political reporter Zach Schultz tells us, it was an early night.
The crowd at Chris Taylor's election night party expected her to win the election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But that confidence didn't diminish the excitement for when the race was officially called before 9 o'clock. Since liberals flipped the court in 2023, they've paraded their majority on stage on election night for a celebratory moment. But with Chris Taylor's victory, the liberal majority is now 5-2. And with former Justice Ann Walsh Bradley on hand, the stage wasn't big enough. So they had to hold their group photo afterwards.
Wow! Woo! We did it, Wisconsin!
Contrary to the last two record-setting elections, this one was quieter, with less outside interest group spending, fewer ads, and lower turnout. While Justice-elect Chris Taylor held an 8-1 spending advantage over her opponent Maria Lazar, Taylor praised her get-out-the-vote effort for getting her supporters to the polls.
And I am so grateful for the grassroots support that I needed to win this race. This was a grassroots campaign about the people of the state of Wisconsin. And tonight, the people of Wisconsin spoke. And what you said is clear. We are moving forward.
I have spoken with Chris Taylor, and I have conceded. And that's okay.
At her event, Lazar was gracious in defeat, hugging supporters and consoling those who thought she could pull off the upset. But the parties weren't even over before thoughts turned to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election next April. Incumbent conservative Justice Annette Ziegler has already announced she won't run again. And with conservatives having lost 5 out of 6 races, there's a real question of what it will take for conservative candidates and their Republican supporters to be competitive in the spring.
This race was run in a way that we were always behind catching up. That's not how races are gonna go from now on. I want people in this state to demand better from your candidates.
On the liberal side, potential candidates for next spring need to decide soon if they're running in order to start building up the fundraising network that has been central to their winning streak. Judge Pedro Colon was at Taylor's party and has talked about running in the past.
And as I said, every race is unique. So I have to uniquely think about a race for the Supreme Court. But tonight is a great victory for the state of Wisconsin.
With their new 5-2 majority, liberals will control the court until at least 2030. Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.